Two men who played key roles in the faulty pre-war intelligence on Iraq were in the headlines this past week. CIA Director George Tenet resigned, citing personal reasons, and longtime Iraqi exile Ahmed Chalabi was accused of leaking U.S. secrets to Iran and was cut loose from a U.S. administration that had seen him as a potential Iraqi leader. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Chalabi's relationship with the CIA has been a stormy one. He once blamed the CIA for abandoning his supporters during a coup attempt against Saddam Hussein after the first Gulf War. The CIA has long complained that he always overstates his influence and assets. So it wasn't surprising that right after Tenet resigned, Chalabi accused the agency's director of yet another smear campaign.
George Tenet was behind the charges against me. That claim that I gave intelligence information to Iran. I denied these charges and I deny them again.
The accusation is that Chalabi told Iran that the U.S. had cracked the Iranian intelligence code. The FBI is investigating. Many Chalabi watchers in Washington, meantime, say the longtime Iraqi exile seems to be back to his old ways.
Chalabi's a maneuverer, if not a con artist. Deflecting criticism onto someone else is part of his MO.
That's David Kaye, who was tasked with finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq after the latest war. In the run-up to war, Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress brought out defectors who told stories about alleged weapons programs. Kaye points to one now infamous case of a defector codenamed Curveball. He was the sole source of what Kaye now says was a totally fabricated story about how the Iraqis had mobile biological weapons labs, one of the most dramatic assertions of Secretary of State Colin Powell's presentation to the UN Security Council last February.
I was flabbergasted when I discovered that we'd had the Secretary of State lay this story out, and yet no American official had ever talked to this individual or been able to directly interrogate him as to what his views are and how he knew what he claimed to know. It strikes me as a very, very thin reed to rest a presentation to the Council, much less a major component of decision to go to war.
How that became a major part of the case for attacking Iraq is a question Powell himself has raised with the CIA, which assured him it was multi-source. Former Weapons Inspector David Kaye says Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress and other exile groups interested in ousting Saddam Hussein had ways of making the weapons of mass destruction case look stronger than it was.
One has to say about the INC, they were terribly skillful in learning how to manipulate us. By putting their information out, not just directly to the United States, but through other countries, the information came in and looked in many cases as if it were a non-INC source. It's only after the war that you really discover how narrow that base was.
The Bush administration recently stopped funding Chalabi's intelligence gathering program. Nevertheless, Chalabi still has supporters here, among them Danielle Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute. She doubts the latest allegation that Chalabi gave secrets to Iran and believes the allegations have much to do with inside Washington battles. She also says Iraq could benefit from Washington's break from Chalabi.
One of the worst things that has happened in Iraq policy is that Iraqi politicians, Chalabi included, have felt that they needed to build constituencies in Washington, not in Iraq. And so what you had was you had Iyad Alawi with the CIA, and you had Chalabi with the Pentagon, you had Adnan Pachachi with the State Department, and that's really not what civil society and democracy is about.
Chalabi wasn't given a position in the new interim government in Iraq, but Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari told reporters at the United Nations that Chalabi is a friend of the new government.
We are sorry to hear all these difficulties, all these rumors, all this investigation going on. Chalabi still, in my view, will have a role to play. This is his country. He has fought very hard, let's say, to have the regime of Saddam Hussein toppled, and we are following this news and development with great distress.
While George Tenet goes into retirement, hounded by questions about pre-war intelligence on Iraq, Chalabi appears to be reinventing himself to play a further role in post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.